Hey everybody. Hey Scott, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How you doing, Alex?
Oh, I'm doing good. You have a good Christmas?
Yeah, I did have a very good Christmas. How about you?
I had a really good Christmas as well. Did you get everything you wanted? Did you get your new pair of glasses?
No, maybe next year. No. I might get them next year, you know. That's something we can have for next year.
We're 1 week closer.
Yep. It just keeps getting closer and closer. I mean, you know, I'm counting the days now.
I mean, we've got so much to look forward to in this winter. I mean, we've got Dirk Hawthorne versus CW Graves for the Chaotic Championship.
Yep.
And CW got that Chaotic Championship by beating Sid and ending his streak.
2 year streak.
Yeah. Speaking of Sid, just now, since last week, we're going to be having Logan Ridge versus Sid Holland.
Yep.
And we're also going to be having TNT versus the Fam. Fam, yep, looking to recapture the NGW Tag Team Championship. And have, brought to us by Ringside Rivalries, we're going to have Mickey Myers versus Dexter Roswell for the NGW Heavyweight Championship. And we're also going to be having TJ Kellis versus Tobias Storm for the Lightning Division Championship.
Yep.
And cool. One that I'm personally looking forward to, Playboy Double H versus Ricky Cruz. PYT is going to be locked up in a cage, and it is Fans Bring the Weapons match.
I mean, this every week as we get closer, this card keeps growing and growing. And I mean, this is already a stacked show, and we still got some more matches that are going to be announced that we don't even know about yet.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of matches, we have a little bit of breaking news. For about the past month, there's been a pull up on the NGW Facebook page where everybody was able to vote for the match of the year winner, and those polls closed today, and the winner of match of the year is the Fam versus the Executive Order at Melee and Muscuda 2, where the Fam captured the NGW Heavyweight Championships from the Executive Order.
Yeah, it was a close vote.
Yeah, there was only 3-vote difference, I believe.
Yep.
But that right there, that was a good match. Wasn't my pick for match of the year, but that was still an outstanding match.
I mean, they were all great matches for match of the year. I mean, it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't my pick either, but I mean, all the matches for the match of the year were great matches.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you have a completely stacked voting process of here's this great match, here's another great match, here's another one. It's like, all right, well, which one am I going to pick?
I know, it is hard, especially when they were all phenomenal matches.
Yes. And that match really kind of was the stepping stone for the beginning of Dexter kind of, you know, deciding it was time to leave the New Deal and going out, branching out on his own, and in the process becoming the new NGW Heavyweight Champion.
Yep. I mean, that's crazy that all started from that one match.
Yep, that all started, well, pretty much it all started thanks to Jason Halbert.
Yeah, it's always thanks to Jason Halbert, which unfortunately is not joining us today. So we got another week free of Jason Halbert. And hey, we haven't been fired yet. Oh, we're still going. This is episode 4. And I mean, we haven't been fired yet, so we're good.
Makes you wonder if he's actually watching.
I don't know. He might be off on business, you know.
Nah, that's true. I mean, he did take some time off to secure Mickey Midas to take on Dexter Roswell.
Maybe he's exhausted from his pick for Dexter's opponent. Maybe he's taking a much needed break, you know.
But speaking of how this year's been, there was also earlier a couple of other votes.
Yep.
In regards to this year, and those votes were for the Man and Woman Wrestler of the Year in NGW.
Yeah.
And the winner of the Man of the Year was Tobias Storm, who was originally going to be with us tonight, but unfortunately was unable to make it.
Yeah.
But there was also the Women Wrestler of the Year, Maddie Monarch, who is able to join us. You want to say, let's bring her on?
Let's bring her on.
Hi, Maddie. Everyone. Hi, guys.
Well, first of all, congratulations on being New Genesis Wrestling 20. You're the first. You're the first female wrestler of the year for New Genesis Wrestling.
Honestly, I'm really shocked by it just because, in my personal opinion, there were, when I was looking at the lineup for like who was going to be voted for, I definitely did not think I stood a chance because there was a lot of really awesome women talent that had came through NGW in the past, this past year. So when, I found out that I had won, I was like, no, no, that's a mistake. That's a mistake. So I'm really grateful for the fact that people did vote for me. It's really sweet that the wrestling community definitely voted me in, but I definitely still in my heart believe that somebody else should have won because there was a lot of awesome women. A lot of those women that were in the voting have done a lot more work than I have. So, yeah, I'm just really grateful, but still on the other end of it, I'm like, should have not been me.
I mean, you seem to have a very good fan base at NGW. I mean, when your music hits, they know it's you coming out before you even come to the curtain. And I mean, they love you at those shows.
Yeah. And I'm really surprised because I only did, if I'm correct, I've only done two shows with NGW so far. So
that's correct.
The first show that I did, I worked against Ari Alexander. So I was really nervous. I'm like, you know, these people might not know me, you know, do your best, you know, whatever. So when my music hit and I came out, I was surprised to get that I got the reaction that I did. So I was like, okay, maybe these people do know me. So I was really shocked. This year was pretty shocking in itself. For a lot of reasons, just because I've worked a lot of new places and I get pleasantly surprised because my music plays and everybody's like, it's Maddie. And I'm like, it's me. I thought y'all didn't know me.
And your second match of the year was against Lexi Green at Forsaken.
Yes. Yes. That was my first time ever working Lexi Green. And of course, I do a lot of match study. I'm on social media. I get on Instagram. So I see all kinds of women, female wrestlers on my page. I had wondered for a while if I was going to cross her path at any point or if it was going to be, you know, a couple years down the line. There's been a lot of women that I think about that. And I'm like, I wonder if I'll ever work with them, if I'll ever face them. And when they made the match announcement for me and Lexi, I was like, a lot sooner than I thought. Sweet. Cool. You know, new face, you know, because I want to be able to work anybody and everybody, whether they're a man or a woman. And it's really exciting when somebody that you have followed or kind of just seen their little journey of wrestling online and then you actually get to meet them in person. I'm like, sweet. Like I get to work this person that I kind of know, but I've never actually met. So, yeah, it was interesting. She freaks me out. Let's just put it like that. I'm sure everybody knows what I'm talking about. Lexi is a very interesting character. The screaming and the yelling, me and the ref in that match, we were just like, I was like, she is one spooky lady, but yeah. Nonetheless is a fantastic worker. So,
yeah, that was an absolutely incredible match, in my opinion, when you were going up against Lexi, because when you came out, you had your trademark absolutely bubbly, oh, this is great, this is going to be fun. And then once you got in the ring with Lexi and you kind of were starting more to feel out what she was all about,
yes,
your demeanor changed a little bit.
Yeah. And that's happened more times than I'd like to admit, because I'm always super nervous and giddy before like every match that I do. So I go out and I'm like super cute and happy, and I'm like, yay, like, yay, we get to wrestle today. And then it's like that the person I'm facing, like their attitude, their demeanor, their emotions, it's like a backhand to me sometimes, where it's just like, bow, there it is. And I'm like, okay, all right, we need to start getting a little more serious up in here. And
to your point, this is you coming out to face Lexi. This is you after you've seen Lexi in the ring.
Yeah. And if people follow me on social media, this is something I actually have been praising you a lot about, is for some reason, I feel like when you photograph my matches, a lot of my facial expressions and emotions get shown a lot more when you take my pictures. And I started posting some of them on Facebook because I'm like, at first when I was looking at them, I'm like, that's such a bad picture of me. Like, why would I make that face? But then I started laughing about it. And I'm like, if I think it's funny, maybe everybody else will think it's funny. And they definitely thought that. And I have so many saved on my phone at this very moment in time. And I'm like waiting for the day that I'm like, oh, I'm going to post this. But like, what am I going to caption it? Because it's like became like a highlight thing that I do. I'm like, this is funny. I want to make everybody else laugh. So there is one picture in that match where I look really shriveled up, where I'm like, and it's so bad, but it's so funny.
When I'm in a match, up.
I make so many faces, and after the match is over and the pictures get posted on the website, and I go through and I'm like, I don't even remember doing that, but okay.
I mean, it's an absolute joy to photograph your matches as well, partially because of the expressions that you make during the matches.
Yeah. There was like another show that I was on. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. There was another show that I was on. I'm pretty sure it was for Ignite, I think. And you took a picture and I am like sitting in the corner and I'm like angry facing it. Like, I just look so mad. And I was like, I didn't think I could look mad like that. Because most of the time I'm just like, yay, I'm so happy. And that picture, I was like, okay, we definitely have an angry face. For sure.
Yeah, I know the exact photo that you're talking about here. It is just...
At Forsaken... That was not your last time stepping in the ring with Lexi Green this year, because at our sister promotion, IWA Productions, she was the substitution in the 4-on-4 Survivor Series match.
Yeah. So
were you a little surprised when Lexi Green was announced for that match?
So I feel like the best way that I can put it is like the moment that she came out, I was just like, okay, it's real, everybody. Like, she's here. I was like,
yeah.
Oh no, not again. I really thought like this is the one match we're gonna have this year, and I might see her again at certain points next year. But then I was pleasantly surprised when she popped up, and I'm like, okay, we're gonna get scared a little bit, everybody.
Yeah, she is a little scary. Because I was in.
She freaked me out.
I was in that ring, and she started walking towards me, and I'm like, I don't want no part of this because you're a little scary. And she started screaming. I'm like,
yes,
I'm gonna stay away from her.
Screaming for me because it's like ear piercing, like, and the heathens were looking at me, and they kept asking me like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, no, I'm not.
I mean, this right here, I think, exemplifies your emotions in that match.
Yeah.
I thought my life was going to end, y'all. I really looked up at the lights, and I was like, that's where I'm going. I just go towards the light.
Well, she does do the summon the ancestors.
Yeah. Yeah. That is such a weird trance to be a part of, because, like, she was already weird. And then when she started doing that, I was like, why do I not have control of my own body right now? Like, I definitely was just like, here. And then the next thing I know, I have absolutely no control of my own body. It's quite literally like you're in a trance, and it's terrifying. You know, it's there's a lot of people that I've met, and she's definitely one of the most interesting and like intriguing people that I've met. Like, regardless of like being scary and stuff, there are things that I really do like about her. And that is one of those things, because she's different from everybody else. She has like a secret weapon, like a trick up her sleeve. And, you know, I think that it's really cool when you find people like that. They're like a rarity. It's like a treasure almost.
But you also, during that match, kind of had a little bit of a turnaround and just got really determined.
I actually have not seen this picture.
Really?
No, I didn't even know this picture existed. I definitely look like I'm determined and like ready to go.
Yes.
Ready to defend my boys.
Oh, but yeah, you've had quite a year, and I'm sure you already have much more planned for the future.
Trying to. I took a drastic drop in bookings, I feel like, because I feel like everybody goes through this on a normal basis, but mental health is something I don't take that lightly, you know. And you know, the holidays were coming around and it was getting towards the end of the year, and I really drastically slowed down on my bookings and just kind of took a step back to kind of look at the real world and the wrestling world, and was like, you know, where do I want to go and like what do I want to do? And I also really want to go back to training and get some more stuff under my belt and perfect my craft a little more, because there's something about me is like, I don't really talk about it often, but I am, I am like my worst critic. So when I watch a lot of my matches, I'm like, I didn't like that. I didn't like this. This could be better. And I beat myself up a lot. So I felt like, you know, when I was wrestling Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and doing all these shows, I really was like, I need to slow down a little bit and take care of my body, take care of my mental health, but also go back to training, fix some things, clean up the rough edges, you know? So I do have some bookings going into 2025, but like one of my biggest goals is to really get myself balanced out again and set myself up for success, rather than, you know, have a bunch of bookings and then choke under the pressure, because a lot of people think it's, you know, when I talk to fans or I talk to people who aren't wrestlers, they're like, oh, it must be so fun and so easy to just go in and have a match and make money and talk to fans. And I'm like, really, it's not, because I will have a match, and after the match is over, like, I'll go and sit by myself and I'm like, I really need to fix this, or I want this to be better. I should have done this, you know, and I don't want to be that shoulda, coulda, woulda kind of person. And, you know, I'm not going to ever, I don't think, have like a perfect, like, 5-star match. It's, you know, and if I do, I'm lucky, but, I really just want to get better. I feel like I could be a million times better than I am now. And I also wanted to take time off to kind of redo some gear. I have some gear concepts that I really want to get made, and kind of show a completely different side of the Monarch going into 2025. So yeah, there's just a lot of things in place that I really want to do first. And once I get there, I feel like it's going to be great. Like it's going to pay off, and I feel like everybody else is going to love it just as much as I will. But yeah, my mental health definitely kicked me like square in the head, like right before the holidays. And I was like, okay, like don't ignore it. Cause I used to be that person that was like, ignore it. It's fine. Like you'll get over it. You'll phase out of it. You know, it's just one of those moments. And I was like, no, like I really need to like just stop for a second, because wrestling will always be here. And everybody's told me that. And I kept telling myself, what if it's not though? Like, what if they forget about me? But the people that really do care about me in my life, they will remember me and they will still care about me no matter what I decide to do. So I just took some time for me, and I'm really happy that I did that, and I have no regrets in it. But I think 2025 is going to be a really good year for me. I'm very excited to see where all of that goes. So I'm very excited, because I just can't wait to show everybody new things and that I've progressed and I've gotten better, and showing that hard work is really important. So yeah, I'm kind of doing really some excited. Personal stuff, but you know,
I'm really excited to see more of you in NGW.
Yeah. That's a goal that I have this year too, to be there more often, because even though I only had like 2 matches there, I would love to have more and meet other female wrestlers that I've never worked with before. Cause like there was a couple of women that were in the voting this year for Woman of the Year, and I had never worked them. And I'm like, maybe I should put you on my list. And like, hey, bring her in. I want to work with her. I want to feel her out. I want to see what's going on here. See what the hype's about.
So if there is one woman on the Wrestler of the Year that you have not worked, if you had to pick one to work in NGW, who would you like to work with?
I want to say Casey Clay. I saw that she was on there, and I was like, And I also follow her on social media. I think I follow her on Instagram, and I have seen some clips and stuff, and I was like, that might be an interesting dynamic. You know, I always think about stuff like that. I'm like, I wonder how that would work. Like, I wonder how this match would go with this person. And she definitely intrigued me. And she's also moving really fast in the business. Like, it was like, she's worked a lot of really cool places so far. And I definitely would love the chance to work with her and that opportunity. Because I also saw that Shaza was on there, and I've worked Shaza before. I'm just going to say this. I would work Shaza a million times over. Because Shaza, when I went to St. Louis Anarchy, and we were, I want to say it was like a three on three that we were in. It was my first time ever working with Shaza, and I was very nervous, but I loved it. And I just love her as a person. You know, I'm not trying to sit here and sound like some big mark for all these women, but they've done really awesome things. And I just really like Shaza. So I would love to work with Shaza. That is true. A singles match has never happened with me and Shaza ever.
That'd be something that kind of like to see. Cause you know, yeah. We've had Shaza in there before, you know, you and Shaza, I think that would be a great match for NGW.
Yeah, and there's some other women that I've seen that I would love to work, like Vanessa Holiday, these might not be women that have been to NGW, but
Vanessa Holiday has been in NGW.
I see them on social media, like Allie Albright and Dixie Douglas, and I love working with lovely Miss Larkin, as crazy as she is. I love working with her.
Yeah, she worked over at our system room. Yeah.
Is it Lexi or is it Larkin? It's Larkin.
I got to work with Miss Larkin over at our sister promotion, IWA, and oh my gosh, she is kind of out there.
Yeah,
but she took some time after her match to chase me around the ring.
It makes her so different from everybody else, from the next person, you know? And there's just a lot of, if I could give you like a list of women to like work with, it'd probably be like 50 different women that I'm like, I want to work her. I definitely want to work her. Like, I could give you a whole list of women because there's so many good ones out there. And I've met a lot of them over this year at different shows. And even though that I didn't get to work them, I'm like, putting you on the list.
We have one comment here I want to bring back up again from Deborah Turner. Can't wait to see Maddie and Serena Black replay here in a few weeks with Ignite. Missed the first match. Was told it was probably the best women's match at Ignite so far.
Okay. Yeah, so, Serena definitely gave me a run for my money. She was tough because I remember when I had my first match ever and I was a train wreck because I was nervous and there were a lot of fans and people and I was just like, am I ready? Am I not ready? You know, and she came out there with a purpose and like her fire was so big and I was shocked and she was ready for it. And I love that. And I love making people's dreams come true. So when I found out it was her first match, I was very excited. So running it back, yes, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what she comes up with. Because now that she's kind of had a chance to feel me out, she can start thinking of, I could do this or I could do this in a match. And, you know, I can't wait to see what she comes up with. Now I got to figure out how I'm going to fight back.
Yeah, but I thank you so much for joining us today. It's been absolutely lovely talking with you and congratulations again on being the NGW Women's Wrestler of the Year. It is a very, very well-deserved accomplishment.
Yep. Thank you. I'm very excited.
I can't wait to see what 2025 brings to Maddie Monarch. If that was 2024, I can't wait to see what 2025 brings for you.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to show everybody and really surprise myself this year. That's what I think is going to happen. It's like, I'm going to really surprise myself this year. So I can't wait to see what's in store.
Did you have any other additional matches or anything you'd like to promote while you're on here with us this evening?
So I do have a show January the 11th with MWC. It's in Godfrey, Illinois, and I'm very excited because I'm working Lilith Khan. If you know who Lilith Khan is, a 6'5" monster, this is probably the biggest opponent that I've ever had. And then January 18th, I will be at Cottage Hills Wrestling Alliance, which is my home promotion. I'm very excited to be with them again. I really wish I was going to be at NGW that night. The show was already fully booked when I reached out, so have to catch them in February or something. But yeah, those are the only two that I have as of right now.
Well, January 4th, you're wrestling Ignite.
Yes. Yep. We just talked about that too. January 4th, I am at Ignite working Serena Black. And then in May of 2025, I will be going to Evansville, Indiana for Hooligan Championship Wrestling. And so I'm so excited. I love Hooligan. If you guys do not know about Hooligan Championship Wrestling, it is a very new company, but I love it. I love going there. They had an all women show in May of this year and it was awesome. I loved it. So if you guys get a chance, check that out too.
Yeah, I'm definitely wanted to branch over to Indiana next year. I haven't got the experience reffing in Indiana. That's one state I'd like to work for, and they've got quite a bit of promotions over there.
Yeah, actually, I do midget wrestling with the Midget Wrestling Warriors, and we have quite a few shows already booked for 2025, and they sometimes are always looking for a referee, but we'll go to Rhode Island, we'll go to Washington. They said that we have like 5 or 6 shows in Canada this year, which I am... I'm kind of slacking, but I don't know if I'm going to be a part of those because your girl needs a passport. So that is still in the process. So I don't know if I'll have that in time, but we'll see. I'd love to go to Canada. I've never been, so that'd be really cool.
Thank you again for joining us. And I just got word a moment ago from Phoenix that you might want to pay a little bit close attention because we're going to have Phoenix on here in a little bit, and she's going to be making an announcement she thinks you might want to keep your eye on.
Okay. Phoenix, what are you trying to do? I'm going to have to... stick around and find out.
I'm not sure. I just get messages of this is a thing that's going to happen on the show.
Interesting.
Yeah, all we knew is last week it was announced that she was coming on the show with a major announcement or a special announcement. We don't even know what it is, so we're gonna find out when you find out. So
yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, but thank you again for joining us today, Maddie. It's been wonderful, and we look forward to seeing more of you in 2025.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I had a lot of fun.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Well,
that was fun.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can't wait to bring her back in NGW. I mean.
Yes, that will be absolutely phenomenal. I can't wait to see more of Maddie Monarch in 2025.
Yeah.
But as we just said a moment ago, we're going to be having the Mistress of Ceremonies of NGW on.
Yep.
Miss Phoenix Quinn. Yep. And she has a special announcement for us today.
Yeah, we found that out last week that she was going to be coming on the show this week, and she had a special announcement.
Yes, just as we were signing off.
Now we're waiting. We've been waiting in suspense all week long, trying to figure out what this is. So,
well, what do you say we go ahead and bring Phoenix on?
Let's bring her on. She's been keeping us in suspense.
Yep. Hello.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Not doing all right. You've been keeping a suspense all week long after we were.
Isn't that what I do?
I know. After the show, you know, we had that announcement that you were going to be joining us. Unfortunately, we didn't get joined by Jason Halbert, so that's kind of a good thing. But
oh, you know, poor babies. I hope he is having fun wherever he's at.
We got the best co-CEO on the show, though. So.
You just like me because I pay you, dear.
Exactly. Yeah.
How are you doing today, Phoenix?
I am tired, but I'm good. Glad the holiday is a little bit over. So the toddler has a plenty of toys to play with. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, hey, I'm certain as you have gave the announcement that the show was going to be happening. And that you're kind of familiar with how, you know, a couple of the segments that we have on the show.
Yes.
And I'm certain that you are probably familiar with my personal favorite segment of the show.
Shock, oh goodness. Therapy. Yes, I am familiar with this one.
You're familiar with how shock therapy works?
I am. I do believe, but refresh my memory, sir.
Well, the way that shock therapy works is I'm going to ask you a series of three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win a prize for one of our viewers.
Okay.
And
try me.
And you are actually going to be playing for Bo Boothman tonight.
Of course I'm playing for Bo. Okay.
So now we've got a pretty good record going on. This is our first guest on the show. Dexter Oswell got all three of the questions right. The next two guests still won. They were able to get 2 out of 3 right.
Okay.
So you've got quite a track record to keep up on.
I will see what I can do.
All right. Are you ready for your first question?
Sure.
Now, given that you are co-CEO of NGW.
Yes.
I felt that it was pertinent to ask you questions about other famous women CEOs.
Okay. I will see what I can dredge up in this brain of mine.
All right. Oh, Bo's rooting for you.
That doesn't surprise me. I was waiting to see his comment.
All right. And here we go. Your first question. Who did Lex Luthor appoint as the first female CEO of the Legion of Doom? A, Catwoman. B, Harley Quinn. C, Poison Ivy. Or D, Talia al Ghul?
I know some people that are going to be really mad at me. I'm a big Harley Quinn fan myself. So I obviously would want to. But I think it's Poison Ivy.
Think it's Poison Ivy? Final answer?
That is my final answer.
All right. It is C, Poison Ivy.
Also another one of my favorites, but I tend to lean more towards Miss Quinn myself.
All right. 1 down, 2 to go. Elizabeth Holmes was CEO of what failed company that promised it could conduct hundreds of tests on a single drop of blood? A, drop test. B, pain-free testing. C, one pick. Or D, Theranos.
Oh, see, you're killing me here. I don't remember hearing drop test, pain-free testing, one prick. Theranos. I'm going to go with D, Theranos.
D, Theranos?
Yep.
It was Theranos.
Look at me go.
So you've answered 2 out of 3 correct, so you have already won the sign poster for Bo. But you want to see
so
if you're
glad.
As good as Mr. Roswell?
Oh, of course.
All right. And
I got to compete with my champion here. Come on now.
Your third question, what female CEO from Chicago, Illinois, launched her own television network and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2013? A, Penny Pritzker. B, Oprah Winfrey. C, Bridget Coughlin. Or D, Kim Taylor?
Since I know she's from Chicago, she's based out of it, and she does run her own company. I'm going to say B, Oprah Winfrey.
B, Oprah Winfrey. It is yep. B, Oprah Winfrey. Congratulations, you got all 3 correct, and you won the sign poster for Bo. Outstanding.
Now, you and Dexter are the only ones that have got 3 out of 3.
Clean sweep.
Yeah, I tend to have some useless knowledge rattling around up there, contrary to people's popular belief.
Well, if it helps you win, I wouldn't call it useless knowledge.
Okay, correction. Knowledge I do not use and every day.
Okay. And, you know, I see Scott over there chomping at the bit. He really wants to know what your announcement is.
I've been waiting all week ever since I found out. I'm like, really? It's like one of those episodes where they leave a cliffhanger at the very end of the episode. Then you have to wait a whole nother week to see what happened. I mean, that's what you did. Right when we were signing off, I got the word and I'm like, oh, great. Now I got to wait a whole week for this announcement.
You're lucky I don't just announce it at the show on January 18th, oh, Scott. You know that, right?
It's already long enough. Come on, don't make me wait anymore.
Alex, should I let him wait a little bit longer, or do you want to really hear it?
I kind of want to hear it too, and I'm pretty sure we let Maddie know that she needed to hear what was going on too. So I'm pretty sure she's also excited for the announcement.
Well, I'm sure she will be, and she is, because any announcement is generally a good one. But I, as the female co-CEO, I have commissioned a New Genesis Wrestling Women's Championship belt.
Oh, wow. All
right.
We will have, over the next year, every women's match will be a qualifying match. And then we will crown the inaugural winner at the end of the end of 2025. The first qualifying match will be on January 18th, Lexi Green versus Nyx.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my. That is, yeah, I agree with Ariel. Mind blown on this announcement. An NGW Women's Championship. And you said, and the first qualifying match, Lexi Green, who we were just talking about a little while ago, going up against Nyx.
Yep.
That, and every, so each match is going to be a qualifier, you said.
It is. We will have rounds and we'll get, I'm still ironing out all the paperwork with the council. I still have to hear back from legal to make sure I'm crossing all of my, you know, legal and financial stuff. As far as this division goes. But I think that every women wrestler that we have on our shows, they deserve the chance to shine. They shine. They do a great job. Maddie is one of them. Congratulations again, girl. I want them to be proud and them to be able to hold their own belt. And I did. I think that it is, it's about time. So here we go.
I can't wait. This is,
wow.
I can't wait to see what the belt looks like first off, because every single belt in NGW is just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, now you know I won't announce that on a podcast. I won't announce that on the Facebook. That's going to have to be the show. Sorry, Scott. No, I do all the unveilings at shows.
I know. We unveiled the Lightning Division at the show. So, I mean,
we did.
I mean, that is a phenomenal belt. I cannot wait to see all of the belts in NGW are phenomenal belts. I cannot wait to see what this women's title looks like. I mean,
if it works out how I have it in my head, your mind's going to be blown.
Wow. I can't wait to see the women talent, because you said every match is going to be a qualifying match for later on this year when we actually crown the first NGW women's champion. I can't wait to see who we bring in for this year. I mean, it's going to be a great year for NGW, especially for the women talent in NGW.
We have a lot of great talent at NGW. All the wrestlers are fantastic and do a great job. Of course, we couldn't do it without the fans coming to see us. But I think it's time that we shine some light on our women's division. I think we are excelling, and they need to be brought to the forefront.
Yep.
So here we go with the new year.
Yep. That was an announcement I didn't expect, but you know, I'm glad I had to wait a week for that one, because that was a good announcement.
Well, you're lucky that legal made me actually tell you, because I was going to wait till the show. So
I might have sent them some emails and bugged them to make you tell me. So
you do realize I have spam, right?
Oh, that's where it went.
Yeah, that is where it went. Sorry, Scott.
No wonder why I was sending so many and I was getting no response.
So is there any more questions you guys have to ask me about my announcement?
No, I think that covers it very well. Yeah. I mean, everybody's going to want to see this first qualifying match between Lexi Green and Nyx. Nyx, fantastic, wonderful competitor, as well as Lexi Green, who is a very wonderful and yet scary competitor.
Yeah,
she is very scary. She brings her own aura of darkness to the ring, and Nyx is the queen, and she doesn't plan on letting anybody stand in her way. So I will not play favorites in this one. I think they both have qualities that I admire, and I'm looking forward to standing and watching the match myself, honestly.
Yep.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for playing our game and granting us this wonderful announcement tonight.
You are most welcome. Anytime. Mwah!
All right. See you later, Phoenix. All right. Wow. That was an announcement. I mean, we're, you know, NGW, I mean, we're we keep growing and growing every time, and it's just
yes.
I mean, we now we're gonna have a women's division for NGW. We're gonna have a by the end of next year, we are gonna have an NGW women's champion.
Yeah, I'm. You know that's. You know we said what was it, last week that I'm coming up at Endless Winter. Every single title is gonna be on the line.
Yep.
And now we have a new title coming down the line.
Yep.
And it's not even here yet, but that title is on the line at the show too.
Pretty much, because every match, even though it's a qualifying match, so all these women are going to put everything on the line because it gets them one step closer to that women's yes. title. Because if they lose, they're out. I mean, it's a qualifying tournament, so I mean, it's going to be a year long, almost a year long tournament to qualify for the women's title.
Wow, I can't believe it. That's just so great. Oh,
yeah.
Now, Scott, one last thing that I wanted to do before the end of the year here with you is we've covered, you know, what the fans have selected as the top men's wrestler, the top women's wrestler, and now the match of the year.
Yep.
I wanted to go over with you both of our top three moments of the year.
Yeah, I had to think back. It was a lot that happened in NGW, so it took me some time to think about what had happened in NGW, because it was a great year for NGW. A lot of stuff has happened, a lot of great moments. So it's hard to go back and pick just a few out of all that happened.
Yeah, and I don't know what moments you've picked. You don't know what moments I've picked.
Yep.
We'll just kind of go through these real quick. And kind of talk about why we picked each one of our moments. And yeah. I figure, Scott, we'll go ahead and start with your top three.
Okay.
All right. Scott, your top three moments. Number three.
Yeah, Dexter winning the NGW title and the debut in TNT coming in and taking the gold from the fam. I mean, that was just
an absolute
shocker. TNT coming in, declaring they were going to take the belts. And we've had a lot of people come and say they were going to take the belts, and they actually took the belts. And then
Dexter, on their debut match.
And then Dexter not only lasting CW Graves, which is a great competitor. I mean, Chaos champion, big tall guy, him and Logan Ridge. I mean, three-way dance. I mean, for him to outstand both them and become the NGW champion, that was definitely a moment right there.
Yeah, I agree with you. That was great. All right. And number two moment, Dexter leaves the New Deal.
Yeah, that was, you could see it kind of building, but I never actually thought it would happen, because every time it looked like he was going to do something, kind of stepped back and said, no, I'm not. But then when he actually kicked Chris Cade in the face and solidified that he was done with the New Deal right there, I was like, that was a complete shock moment for me, because it didn't look like it was going to happen. And then all of a sudden it happened, and I was like, wow, he's actually leaving the New Deal.
That also great moment. And like you said, you kind of saw that it was possibly building towards that.
Yeah.
But Jason Halbert has a way of just bringing people back to him after something. And I guess in this circumstance, he wasn't able to pull that off.
Yeah.
All right. And your number one moment of the year, Sid's streak.
Yeah. Over two years of undefeated. I mean, Sid went yes. through everybody. I mean, everybody that they put in front of him, he defeated them no problem whatsoever. I mean, and then with him and CW Graves, I'm like, okay, it's going to be pretty good match, but I know Sid's going to come over. And then when CW Graves beat Sid, I was completely shocked. I was the referee for that match, and I was completely shocked that Sid did not kick out. I was like, wow, yes. This is crazy.
Yep. And CW beat Sid broke the streak, as CW promised before that match. There's an exclusive interview on the NGW Facebook page where the only words that CW Graves said in that interview was, "The only thing that ends tonight is your streak." And he wasn't lying. He was dead to the point on what was going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, CW has been rising in NGW, and I thought, I knew it was going to be a great match, but I honestly did not expect CW to beat Sid in that match.
Yeah.
But that was,
and given his domination over the course of the last 2 years, I agree with you. And it was a shock to me as well.
Yeah, that was definitely a shock.
All right. Those are some good picks. Yeah. Scott, are you ready to see my top three of the year?
I can't wait to see your top three.
All right. Time for the camera guys' top three moments. My moment number three, Tobias Storm joins the New Deal. That was another absolutely shocking moment of the year. You can see.
Yeah.
You can see right there in the face of Chris Kay, the absolute shock of the moment. This occurred during the match of Chris Cade versus Pretty Boy Floyd.
Yeah. You can see the Chris Cade's face explains it all right there. I mean, his face. I mean, that was something that came out of nowhere. No warning, just came out of nowhere. I mean, Halbert does have his ways to bring people in, and that was one I didn't see coming.
Yes, and this was after Tobias had already defeated Magnifico to gain the Lightning Division Championship as well.
Yes.
That was the moment that Halbert solidified all the gold in NGW underneath the New Deal banner.
Yeah, that was a night, New Deal had every bit of gold in NGW. They ran the show. And I mean,
yeah, it's interesting to look at how the year started for the New Deal.
Yeah.
Compared to how the year ended for the New Deal. The beginning of the year on top of the world. And then just slowly and surely, the only bit of gold that the New Deal has anymore is the Lightning Division Championship.
Yep.
And you've got Tobias Storm versus TJ Kellis coming up here at Endless Winter.
Yep.
And that could be the last little bit of gold that the New Deal has. And TJ Kellis could be capturing it away, but he's going to have to keep an eye out for Jason Halbert during that match.
Yeah, you know, Jason Halbert's going to hold on to that little piece of gold that the New Deal has, because that's the only thing they got right now in the championship. So he's going to do everything he can to keep gold in the New Deal, some way, shape, or form.
But the other thing that he's going to have to look out for during that match is, we also have the right to fight contract for the Lightning Division Championship.
Yep. Just like we have
won that after defeating Logan Ridge. So both those guys during the match are going to be having to keep their head on a swivel.
Yep. I mean, that's the same thing with Dexter and Mickey. You know, Playboy has that right to fight. He can cash in at any time he wants. Now we have the right to fight Lightning Division, where Preacher can cash it in any time for that Lightning Division title.
But now, my top number two moment of the year, the fam wins the NGW Tag Team Championship. And coincidentally, that's also what won match of the year as well.
Yep.
This was the first step in the breaking down of the New Deal.
Yep. Yeah, because for a few months, I mean, the New Deal, the fam was trying to capture that gold, and every time they would capture it, they would get counted out, or they would do something to retain the title. So it was a couple times that the fam challenged for those NGW titles, and it seemed like the New Deal was one step ahead of them, either getting counted out or disqualified or whatever they had to do to hold that gold. And finally, the fam was able to capture the NGW tag team titles.
Yeah, there always seemed to be some form of, shall we call it, shenanigans going on. All right. And my number one moment of the year, Dexter Roswell leaves the New Deal. We both had this moment
exactly
in our list, because it was such a game changer within NGW.
Look at Halbert. He's not even aware of anything going on because he thinks everything's good. He's back on top. He's right where he was, and he don't even see this even coming. I don't think nobody's seen it coming.
No, I in this moment you have Tobias and Logan Ridge, whole entirely deputy, Chris Cade stand over at the side. You have Halbert trying to convince Dexter to go in for the landslide kick, and he went for the landslide kick, but he went against the New Deal and he chose his target of Chris Cade.
Yeah. I mean, that was a shocker. I mean, you can, like I said, you could see a building with Halbert kind of singling out Dexter Roswell every single time something was going on. He kept making Dexter Roswell sit down and watch. He kept making Dexter Roswell. He kept yelling at Dexter, and Dexter finally had enough and finally took it upon himself to break that chain of Jason Halbert and get out of the New Deal. And I mean, what a way to do it. That landslide right there to Chris Cade and signifying that he wanted the NGW title, that he was going for the NGW title. And I mean, that right there, finally he broke the curse of Jason Halbert, as I like to say, because you know how he likes to hold people under his little spell, and him breaking out and leaving the New Deal, that was a shocker right there.
That was a shock to everybody, I think. But well, I think it was a shock to everybody except for Dexter. It could have even been a shock to him.
Yeah. I mean, I think he finally realized, like, I have to do this, you know, to get away from Jason Halbert. And I mean, he probably had doubts in the back of his mind, like, is this the right call? Do I really need to do this? And he finally had enough, and enough was enough, and he decided to take it upon himself to leave the New Deal.
Yeah, but you know what? It worked out for him.
Yep, it did.
He's...
And then later on, after he captured the NGW title, Logan Ridge finally came to his senses too and knocked out Halbert and left the New Deal too. So,
oh, we got a question and comments. Hey, Scott, are you going to ref for Playboy?
I don't know. I mean,
you don't know.
After what he said, I don't know. I mean, he wants to hit me with something, so you know.
Yeah, and as we said, that is going to be the fans bring the weapons match, and PYT is going to be locked up during the match.
I won't have to deal with PYT, so you know, I'm just kind of scared about what weapons they're going to bring. So
yeah, me too. And you know, we've also have the Chaotic Championship on the line with Dol Karthar going against CW Graves.
And I mean, CW Graves having that year, I mean, defeating Sid Streak, winning the Chaos Champion. And now, not to hold Dol Karthar to any light, but I mean, that's going to be a match. I mean,
yeah, that's going to be something else. And then we have TNT, our current NGW Tag Team Champions, going against the Fam, who are looking to recapture the Tag Team Championships. That's going to be something else. Like you said, in your moment of the year, nobody expected them to do what they said. And they came in, took those titles right off the bat.
Yeah, they did a little twin magic at the ending there to win. But I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's why you need to get your new prescription glasses, Scott.
I'll try to get them by the 18th. I'll see what I can do.
And then, of course, we have, speaking of Sid, Logan Ridge versus Sid Holland.
Yep.
I mean, you think Sid's going to, after he was just recently medically cleared, so he's getting back in the NGW ring here.
Yep.
Do you think that he's going to be able to get right back on that horse?
I hope so. I mean, I hope he is. I mean, I think Sid Holland, he surprises everybody with what he can do, but I'm not going to hold Logan Ridge short on that match. Logan Ridge has been, you know, he was that close from becoming NGW heavyweight champion. So,
yes,
I mean, Logan Ridge is going to bring everything he's got to Sid Holland. And I hope it's enough, you know, to for what he's going to bring.
Hey, camera guy, if you could choose by Playboy and Ricky, who would you choose? Oh. For this upcoming match between those two, you know, when we had Playboy on, he was very explicit in how PYT doesn't cheat. PYT is just out there to, you know, give him a moral boost, you know, cheer for him, rah, 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 Playboy, rah, 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 PYT. But PYT does play a little bit of a part in the matches, and they will be locked up. And it does seem like when PYT isn't a part of the equation, that Playboy has a little bit of a disadvantage. Wouldn't you say so, Scott?
Yeah.
Because if we look at the last time they met in
that strap match, yeah.
PYT was banned from the ringside. But Ricky did also have the advantage of the fans just pretty much wanting to whip Playboy that whole match.
I mean, is that what we're going to see here? Because, you know, we could see the same thing happen where fans have the weapons. But here's the thing. Fans are not going to hit them with the weapons.
They're going to be handing them to the competitors, Playboy and Ricky. I could see them when Ricky comes around.
Them handing them to Ricky. And then when Playboy comes around, them kind of hiding the weapon. I could see that happening too, to where they're not going to give Playboy the weapon that they're having. But when Ricky comes out, they could hand Ricky the weapon to hit Playboy. I mean,
but if the match goes outside of the ring area and goes out into the crowd like it did in Centralia,
yeah,
then they can pick up anybody's weapon that got brought and utilized it in the match.
Centralia, they went all over that building. I mean, they used the bleachers, they used the trash can, they used everything they could. I mean, that could be.
I mean, you know, Scott, I will say this, is that you're a referee. You're supposed to be nice and even-handed, and you're not supposed to be rooting for anybody to win a match one way or the other.
Yeah.
I'm the camera guy. My whole job is to document the match, make everybody look their best in my photos.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I will make a pick in this match based off of who I think is going to make the best victory photo. Who is going to give me the best shot of standing over their opponent, possibly holding a weapon, and it just being a great and emotional shot. And in that respect, I would have to say it would be Playboy. Because, PYT is going to be locked up over the course of the match. But I'm sure that after the match, they will be free to join Playboy in celebration if he wins.
Yep.
And I just have the mental image in my head of Playboy standing over Ricky, who's laying in the middle of the ring. Playboy probably holding whatever weapon he used to knock Ricky out. And PYT standing around him, either looking down or looking at Playboy. And in my head, that just makes a wonderful shot.
I mean, even though I've had issues with Playboy in the past, I mean, I can't be impartial. I'm there to make the three counts. So no matter what happens, I mean, whether Ricky hits Playboy or Playboy hits Ricky, I'm there to make the count. Whatever happens, happens. I mean, in this match, it's just, there's nothing I can really do. It's a bring your own weapons match.
And this is a good point here too. Hey, Scott, if you're ref, you better watch out. PYT always has a plan.
I am fully aware PYT always has a plan. And
yes,
I mean, I know PYT, they don't like being locked up in the kennel, and I know they're going to have a plan. I'm going to have eyes. Which as a referee, you always have eyes in the back of your head because you always got to know what's going on. I mean, I know they're going to do something. So it's just,
yes.
If history repeats itself, I see them being a part in this match.
Some way, somehow, you think that they're going to
be
a part of the match. Somehow.
Because the track record with PYT and Playboy speaks for itself. They've always got involved some way, shape, or form in their matches. So I see some way, shape, or form. But I mean, you know, PYT is growing, so, you know, we could see something,
yes,
that, you know, a surprise that we've seen in Centralia, where we've seen a brand new member of PYT.
Yeah, I could see, you know, that is a possibility. Playboy did kind of lean towards that might happen, but
yeah.
Scott, where you talk about PYT, don't cheat.
Oh, okay. Then I must be seeing out of the corner of my eye, then not doing nothing.
How about we split down the middle and we call it creative tactics?
Exactly.
Okay. But also, we've got Lightning Division Championship, TJ Kellis, Tobias, yep, Storm, that we were just talking about a little while ago. That's going to be an amazing one, too. You've got two absolute daredevils in the ring, and the last grasp of Jason Halbert keeping some form of gold, yep, under the New Deal banner.
And don't forget, we have a Right to Fight Lightning Division champion Preacher,
yes,
that will be probably watching this match, waiting for his moment to basically capitalize on that. He's got a whole year, so I mean, he can, yeah, do it any time in a year, like Playboy has until. Playboy's got a year, so, you know, he's got a while, too. So I know they're going to be scouting the matches and figuring out their next move. Like Playboy said, PYT is always one step ahead. And it seems like they are one step ahead. I mean, now that Preacher's got that Right to Fight, I mean, it could be. I know he's going to be watching this match closely.
And thanks to Jason Halbert working with Ringside Rivalries, we will have Mickey Myers taking on Dexter Roswell for the NGW Heavyweight Champion. We had Mickey on last week, and he is an absolute top-tier world travel competitor.
Yeah.
And this is not going to be a walk in the park,
no,
match for Dexter by any stretch of the imagination.
No. I mean, Jason Halbert went above and beyond because he wants to end Dexter's title reign in any way, shape, or form.
He wants to punish Dexter.
Yeah, because Dexter straight up embarrassed him when Dexter left the New Deal. So he's going to do, yes, everything he can. So he went out and found one of the best talents to take on Dexter that possibly could end Dexter's title reign. I mean, this guy has been well-traveled. This guy has been everywhere. He's been AEW. He's been in GCW. He's been overseas. He's been everywhere. I mean, if there is a threat to Dexter's title reign, it's Mickey Mitis.
Yeah, I mean, we've only seen one true title defense,
yep,
from Dexter so far against CW Graves.
Yep.
But Dexter had to pull something out of his pocket that he'd never done before. That, yep, top rope landslide kick.
Yep. I mean, he was able to pull it off. I mean, but I mean, CW Graves brought everything in, and I know I'm not counting Dexter short in this match, but Dexter's going to have to bring everything he's got because it sounds like Mickey, yes, Mitis is going to bring everything and more. So this is going to be I'm calling it right now. This is going to be a match of the year 2025.
Really? You're going to, yeah, say,
yep,
that, you know, I'll at least say this will probably be a contender.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be a contender for a match of the year 2025 already. I'm already counting this as match of the year.
So, and of course, just announced a little bit ago by Phoenix, we're going to have Lexi Green versus Nyx in the first qualifying match for the brand new NGW Women's Championship.
Yep. Phoenix said she's going to bring in the top women talent of all over the world. And, you know, they're going to be competing in qualifying matches all year for NGW, and at the end of the year, we will crown the first ever NGW Women's Champion.
Yes, and we've seen Lexi a couple times in, yep, NGW already. We haven't seen Nyx NGW, but she has been our sister promotion, IWA Productions in Mount Vernon.
Yes.
And she is top-tier competitor. That is going to be an absolutely outstanding match that no one's going to want to miss.
I mean, yeah, that's definitely, I mean, and with it being a qualifying match, both women are going to put everything on the line because that means they're,
yes,
one step closer to being the NGW Women's Champion.
But, oh, yeah, the Endless Winter is stacking up to be just a fantastic, fantastic, yep, show. From top to bottom.
I can't wait. I mean, it seems like every week we have a new match announcement, and this week we did have a new match announced. We had that women's qualifying match. Phoenix came yes. on and made that special announcement that we are going to have, and by the end of the year, next year, we are going to have an NGW Women's Champion.
And I can't wait to see the title.
I can't wait either. I mean, I know she's going to make us wait. She's not going to reveal it. She's going to make it. So, I mean, the only way you're going to see this women's title is you're going to have to be there at the Loop 6 Summer on January 18th. I mean, that's the only way. And I don't know if it's, I mean, I don't know if it's going to be unveiled there or not. But, I mean, the only way you're going to have to, the only way you're going to watch all this is you have to be there in person.
Yeah, the only way you're going to be able to see any of this is going to be able to be there in person.
And this is a show you do not want to miss. I mean, it's already stacked up to be a phenomenal show. And I mean, this is our first show of 2025, and it's already, the card's already stacked up.
It's already set up to just be knocking everything out of the park.
Yeah. And I mean, if this is our first show, I cannot wait
imagine
to see
what we've got. Imagine what's coming down the line for later in the year. Yeah.
I mean, if this is our first show of the year, I mean, imagine what we're going to bring this year.
Yeah, everybody, I mean, this ngw.ticketleap.com is where you can get your tickets. Make sure that if you buy them before the show, you get a little bit of a discount if you buy them there.
Yeah. And with that, with those,
we're going to be posting that link right there in the chat. Click that link, get your tickets now.
And with those tickets, you get early access, don't you?
I believe that's still what's going on.
I think that's if you pre-buy your tickets, I think you get early access. You get a guaranteed floor seat.
Yes. And
you get early access before the general public is. So you get to come in a little early. You get to pick your seat that you want to sit and
Have that little bit of a better chance of what weapon you choose to bring actually getting used in Playboy Double H versus Ricky Cruz.
Yeah. You get in at 5:30. You get to choose your seat, which whatever seat you want before the general public, because general public opens at 6. So you get in 30 minutes early. You get to pick your seat and you get to meet some of the wrestlers. So, I mean, why would you not buy your ticket early? You get special early access. You get in there. You get to pick your seat that you want. I mean, whether you want front row, you can pick the best seat in the house, especially with all these matches. And if you're going to bring a weapon, I mean, why would you not bring your early access?
Yeah.
That way you get your front row seat to hand either Dexter, I mean, not Dexter, but either hand Playboy or Ricky Cruz the weapon.
Sit right next to the entranceway. Hand them the weapon as they're walking in the ring.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, that doesn't make sense. And I mean,
it's just going to be great. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait either.
Yeah, ngw.ticketleap.com. That's where you get tickets for the show. Oh, we got TJ Kellis. TJ will start the new year by becoming the new NGW Lightning Division champion.
Oh, wow. He's
TJ
already
popping in our comments here.
Yeah, he has got a big match again against Tobias Storm. But, I mean,
yes.
He did prove with that number one contenders match in Centralia Slam, he won that number one contenders match for the Lightning Division title.
Yes. I mean, he had a little bit of a rough year this last year.
Yeah.
But he's still raring to go. He's ready to come in. He's ready to take some gold in NGW, and he's not unfamiliar with holding the championship. He was IWA production tag team champion with Pretty Boy Floyd for, I believe, a whole year, almost a whole year.
What do they say? Do I see myself with PYT? No. No, not going to happen. Not going to happen.
I don't know, Scott. I could see you in a nice new ref shirt instead of the zebra, the white and black. Just have it be pink and black.
I mean, PYT's personal referee now.
Yeah.
I'm good on that. You know, I don't get paid enough. I know PYT's got money, but I don't care. I'm not gonna join the dark side, as you will, with PYT.
No, I wouldn't call him the dark side, Scott.
Well, you know, they do tend to bend the rules a little bit.
They have creative interpretations.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah.
We have Rhydar the Hooligan. Kolthar will make C.W. Graves bow before the Great Heathen Army.
I mean, the Great Heathen Army has been on a roll, too. I mean, they won Survivor Series at our sister promotion, IWA, Survival of the Fittest. They won the IWA Productions Light Heavyweight Championship and the IWA Productions Tag Team title. So, I mean, I'm not going to count the Great Heathen Army out of this because, I mean, they approved. I mean, they beat the O'Neills, Chris Cutler, and Lexi Green in that match with Maddie Monarch joining them in that match. I mean, it was, you know, they seem to be heading toward, I mean, they've already got gold. And I mean, now if DK, you know, it's getting him one step closer. If he gets that Chaotic Championship, you know, I'm not going to count him out of that one.
No, you definitely cannot. CW, absolutely top tier competitor, but DK also top tier competitor, and DK is not afraid of taking flight either.
Nope. That is going to be another great match. I mean, CW Graves, I mean, has already been impressed this year, and so has the Great Heathen Army. They've been unstoppable, and DK versus CW, that's going to be a great match.
2025 shaping up to be quite the year in NGW. And if you believe what Playboy said a couple weeks ago, it's going to be the year of PYT.
Yep. Exactly.
All right, but I want to thank everybody for joining us here tonight. And we also want to give a special shout out. Thank you to our sponsors, Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois, Nick's Home Decor, Needful Things Boutique in Muskoda, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, and Laser Monkey Engraving. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Thank you, special to our sponsors. Scott, did you have anything before we go?
Nope.
All right. Outstanding. Everybody, have a wonderful new year, and we will see you again in 2025. Yep. You've got quite a big match actually coming up here next month. It's going to be you and Ricky Cruz in a Fans Bring the Weapons match, and PYT is going to be locked up. For my